Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great show for you guys today. If you're into cool acting, but most of all, also intuitive life coaching, we're going to have my dear friend, actress, intuitive life coach, Maria Shapley, coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see your in-studio guest photos, such as our lovely guest of the hour, Maria Shapley, go to our Facebook page over at Star Roast Entertainment over on Facebook. And then also, last but not least, if you want to hear, if you like the music we're going to be playing as well, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. I'm even flubbing my own things. And then also, if you want to hit me up on socials, you can do so. That's at, on formerly known as Twitter, it's X, at Tyrone Tan. Over on X, TYRONETAN as in Nancy, N as in Nancy. And then also, if you want, thanks to the hacker there, at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then also, there's this new thing called Threads, which is at Tyrone Tan Official over on Threads. And then the last but not least, if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, again, you could go to Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. All right, without further ado, first off, I want to say thank you to all my guest co-hosts of the hour that have been coming in. We've been rotating with guest co-hosts, and I always want to say thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts that have come in and make it a lot more fun. So my guest co-host is off today, but what I'm going to do, I'm just going to bring in my guest, and what I think I'm going to do is just do some movie reviews with her, and then we'll just get straight into it. It's also just FYI, it is Valentine's Day as we're doing the show, so I want to say happy Valentine's Day. So I'm fortunate to have a beautiful human being coming into the studio who hopefully we'll see maybe the Cupid arrow hits somewhere in the sky, and then she's also Valentine's into the studio here. So here we go. We're going to bring her in. She's an actress. She's an intuitive life coach. But most importantly, she is a very, very dear friend of mine. She's been on the show before. She's got books. She's got a bunch of, a lot of cool stuff that we're gonna fill you in on and what she's got going on. And she's got some cool stuff. And she's also a motivational speaker. But she's got so much, and she's got movies coming out. Gosh, we got so much going on. I'm just going to want her to talk more about it. So we're just going to bring her in. And I think we're going to bring her in. Normally, the guest co-host, we would arrange a way to make the guests of the hour make them feel special. But I think I could just go back to our old traditional. I think she's like a princess type person in my eyes. Beautiful human being, big heart, sweet, and she's really pretty too. I think you guys are gonna have to see, photos for yourself, and you be the judge. But I think so. And she's also she's so smart. I'm just going off and on, but it's because she's a dear friend of mine, and I'm always excited to have her on. And not only that, she's also a great interviewed guest that I get to interview on the carpets a lot of times as well. So we're just gonna bring her in traditional style, a Cinderella-esque type carriage into the studio. So we're gonna bring her in on the count of three. We're gonna open up that studio. Oh well, gosh, there's all those fans outside already. Here we go on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. We're gonna whistle in the horses. Uh-oh, here she comes into the studio. She's waving to all the fans outside. Up, she's stopping, signing for autographs. Up, she's taking some selfies with people. They're throwing roses and hearts, Valentine hearts going on as well, balloons and all that kind of good stuff. Guys, I don't know if she's taking. I don't know, guys, you got to sell down. There she is, coming to the studio, waving to everybody. taking, stopping for more photos. Okay, here she is. Paparazzi, be careful. No, hold on. Careful of her. There she goes, coming down on the Cinderella-esque carriage. Here she is, actress, motivational speaker, intuitive life coach, and most of all, a beautiful, dear human being and dear friend of mine. Here she is, Miss Maria Shapley. Welcome.
Hey.
Maria Shapley to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
What a lovely introduction. Thank you.
I had to do that because you are all a dear friend of mine.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, I adore you so much. And, you know, it's always great to have you. And, yeah, it's great. And happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Awesome. Cool. You know, it's cool to have you here. It was kind of coincidental. I mean, we were just kind of booking it. And then all of a sudden I go, wait a minute. It's Valentine's Day.
I had no clue. I didn't even realize
and,
it.
And then so I had to go out and get you some flowers and stuff.
I know. I love them. Thank you.
So, again, happy Valentine's Day. And, again, thank you for coming back here. And it's a pleasure to have you back on.
Thank you.
StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBM. So again, so what we normally do, you've been on before, we normally have a guest co-host who's off, but we do some movie reviews. Mm-hmm. So what I thought we'd do is do some movie reviews. Have you seen any movies in the theater lately?
Ooh, I have. I have seen Poor Little Things.
Okay.
It was great.
Okay, so let me see. Thanks to IMDb, here's a little quick synopsis, and you tell me what you think, because I have yet to have gotten to see this. Okay, so it's called Poor Things.
Poor Things, I'm sorry. Shit. Damn, I knew it. I always do that.
Poor Things. Oh, close.
Poor Things, okay.
Okay. Poor Things, rated R. Here's, thanks to IMDb, here's a little quick synopsis. The incredible tale about the fantastical evolution of Bella Baxter, a young woman brought back to life by the brilliant and unorthodox scientist, Dr. Godwin Baxter, directed by Yorgos Lanthimos. I do apologize if I'm mispronouncing. Yorgos Lanthimos. Starring the wonderful Emma Stone, awesome Mark Ruffalo, Willem Dafoe, and a plethora of other great talent in this movie. You got to see it. I have yet got to see it. What do you think?
Highly recommend it.
Really?
What was
it about? That I mean, obviously, it's been getting a lot of great critical attention. A lot of people have been liking, but what was it about for you?
Yes, it it invites you into a new world. I would say the aesthetics of it. First of all, the colors, the cinematography. I was really pleased by that, mm-hmm. And just the storyline of, you know, Emma Stone and how she goes through. She like starts off as this infant almost because she has this brain injury, or she was. You have to watch the story. I don't want to tell all of it, but how she kind of comes back to life and all of her adventures and journeys that brought her back there. And it's just a really fun story to be with, and the dialogue, the interaction, it's very quirky. It's intriguing. It's interesting. And it also plays on certain like parts of the world and how it's relevant to today.
Yeah. Yeah.
So wow. I really enjoyed it.
Had you seen it in the theaters, or you saw it at a special screening or anything like
I saw it in the theaters. Me and my good friend, we went and saw it, and we had good chairs. We were all set up. Chairs. We're like, all
opposed
right.
to not good chairs?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like, what was it? Like, where they recline and everything?
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Well, cool. So it's something you highly recommend?
Highly recommend.
Awesome. Great. And how was Emma Stone? And Emma Stone was great, as always?
Oh, my gosh. Fantastic.
That's awesome. Yeah. Have you had an opportunity to meet her yet?
Not yet.
She's a very, 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 one of those sweet people.
Really?
One of those sweet people. Just like yourself.
Oh,
okay. No, and I'm just saying that. No, she's one of those sweet people. I've yet to have gotten to meet Mark Ruffalo, though. But I have gotten to, interviewed Willem Dafoe a couple times.
I saw that photo.
Really nice guy. He's one of those guys that just one of the, you know, he's such a big star, and he's so still humble and that kind of guy, and he's just one of those guys. So, yeah, hopefully you get to work with him one day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We're going to put that out there.
Yes.
You know, we're talking about mental, intuitive life coaching,
yes.
and putting things out there. So we're going to put it out that hopefully you get to work with Emma Stone, Mark Ruffalo, or Willem Dafoe. Is
Woo!
That good?
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Cool. So Maria Shapley highly recommends, right? Mm-hmm. To check out Poor Things. Not Poor Little Things, but Poor Things.
Yes. Sorry.
Poor Things, again, starring Emma Stone, Mark Ruffalo, Willem Dafoe, and directed by Yorgos Lanthimos. Again, if I apologize if I'm mispronouncing that, but check it out. All right, if you can. All right, so without further ado, what we're going to be doing, we're just going to go straight into it. I mean, you've been on the show before, so you kind of know the drill. But again, it's been a while. I mean, how long?
A year?
Was it after pandemic or before pandemic?
Great question. I think it was actually before.
Was it? Okay, so it's been, if it was before, then that's been a couple years. Or was it after?
Or maybe after.
Maybe.
I think it was after.
Well, I know.
Wait a second.
Okay. Yeah, maybe it was after. A little, but it's been a while. It's been a while.
Yep.
So, but before that, for those that maybe missed the show, you know, they would like to probably get to know you now.
Yeah.
And so let's start off with this hard-hitting question, which we'd like to start off with again for all those. And for those that have been loyal and been listening in, and maybe you've had heard the show with Maria on, I mean, it's always great to have a good refresher. Because there's sometimes I'll listen to a lot of shows and I'll forget. It's like, when was that person? Where were that person from? And so, again, so for the new listeners or even loyal ones, here we go. When were you born and raised? Or where were you born and raised? Not when, but where?
When, where, why, how?
Yeah.
I was born on February 15th, 1990, which actually my birthday is tomorrow.
Ooh, hey. Whoa. Okay.
But no, I grew up in Langhorn, Pennsylvania, and I lived there for most of my life until I was 18. I moved to Philadelphia and lived there for a few years, and that's when I actually discovered my love for acting. But I was, you know, doing marketing and all these different things, and I moved to New York. I lived in Astoria for about a year, and then I moved to LA 10 years ago.
Wow, okay. Well, yeah, you already went to the show already. So, no, but did you know, I was joking with you, because I was going to say, well, that, my other question was going to be...
When did you move here?
No. But no, that's okay. So when you were where you grew up, did you know growing up that you always wanted to be in showbiz, in acting? Or what? Because you said you were in the marketing, so what was your plan originally?
Okay, so originally... I would say I didn't know I could actually be an actress as I was young, but reflecting back, I remember being in the fifth grade and thinking, I would love to be an actress someday, and I didn't know that was a possibility. I'm like, oh, wait, I could go to school for that? I had no clue. But I ended up, going to a community college, studying business and marketing, and then from there, I got involved in personal training, and then I was inspired one day. I saw the filming of Dead Man Down in Philadelphia. I was working for Vitamin Water at the time. And I saw Colin Farrell and Dominic Cooper, and I'm seeing all this stuff going on. I'm like, this is so exciting. How do I get involved? And it really sparked something in me. And I talked to a friend who had an agent. I went audition. He was like, you're pretty good. All right, let's see if we can work together. And then, boom, right from there, I just booked my first role on Lifetime. It
wow.
was on a documentary about, it's called Israel Keyes, a serial profile of Israel Keyes.
Uh-huh.
And I just played a victim, just running
just
away.
Victim.
You know, I'm like always in these horror films, but whatever. Victim. And then just booked some commercials, and I thought, okay, this is like a lucrative hobby. How can I turn this into something else? And that's when I moved to New York and thought, okay, let me study acting more. And then and that's what I decided to do. And then from New York to L.A.
So, who was your inspirations? I mean, as an actress.
Oh, as an actress, I would say growing up, I always loved. Meryl Streep's amazing. I always loved Rachel McAdams.
Okay, was that from like The Notebook or from like Mean Girls, or what was the first thing you?
Both. I would say I love The Notebook, but yeah, Mean Girls was fun. But Meryl Streep is a really brilliant actress. I really like. Who else do I really like? There's so many great actresses. Jess Chastain is really good.
Okay.
Sandra Bullock. Oh, Julia Roberts. Love her. Yeah.
Oh, wow. And then, so from that, I mean, when you decided to, okay, go from there, because where did the marketing come into play?
Marketing came in, I was 18. I'm like, okay, I want to start working. I'm like, I'm ready to start working. Mm-hmm. I started working for Vitamin Water. And then I did that for at least 4 years. Just kind of worked my way up.
And then, you know, obviously... I was saying this earlier because I'm sure you get this a lot, and if you don't mind me saying, I'm trying to pay you a compliment, you know, but you know, you very beautiful, you know, you, obviously very intelligent as well. But I mean, did you get approached to by any chance model? Because you very, you know,
mm-hmm.
I say this too in person, even off the air. You're very pretty.
Thank you.
So I mean, but that's also, you know, this industry. You don't just get by looks. You know, there's got to be talent there and all that kind of good stuff, which I know you're talented. But growing up, because I have a lot of friends in the same boat that were like, you know, whether the good looking guys, good looking girls. Did you get approached a lot to maybe model in the beginning, or
I did,
or was it straight up acting?
I did get approached for modeling, and I explored that. I remember I went to these different model shoots, and you build a portfolio. Yeah. I was young; I was 15, and that was fun. That was like you had to walk the runway type of thing. But I didn't really move forward with that. I did it for a little bit. And I did some modeling, actually. Yeah, I did.
Well, because I have even like guy friends, you know, and I'm one of those people that I could be straightforward and like, because I got a lot of friends in this industry, and they'll always ask me, like, Tyrone, do you think I can make it as an actor? And then they'll sometimes they honestly think it's really always about the looks, which it could help, but and sometimes some cases, but especially I think growing up in the industry, there was this kind of certain. I don't know, how do you call it, a certain look that they used to look for, and then it started to, you know, change, and then now it wasn't just based off that anymore. Then it became, you know, really about talent. And then there's few that have like a combination of both. They have a great look, a good talent. And so, but I was always curious what it's like I said, because I've been around with you and we've gone to parties and events, and you're one of those people that I could observe people, and people always get you know, especially guys, they always get drawn towards you, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, thank you.
So my point is is because if you got that now, I always wonder, like, for those, I always ask, I go, how was it growing up, you know? And I've never really asked that in you know, with you. I know we talk personally about other stuff, but I mean, like, I never go, like, were you getting a lot of attention growing up? Or were you one of those that were like, you know, I had friends, like, yeah. Some of us were like, I wasn't the way I am now, but I was like the kind of the quote unquote, what they say, the ugly duckling. And then all of a sudden you
got it.
You know, so I was just curious on that, because I never asked you that.
Mm-hmm, that's a good question. I would say, yeah, I did always get positive attention. Yeah, so I did. I always, like, okay, had boyfriends and this and that. And I did cheerleading, which was cool. But I did go through a period of time where
and were you the popular girl too, or were you that popular girl that everyone, like, in the mean, not Mean Girls movies, but like, were you that girl that everyone's like, oh, Maria Shapley is here, or not? I was curious. You know, this is the kind of something we haven't talked about. It's just always,
yeah, it's funny, it's fun. I would say I was popular, but also I was kind of like spread thin, like spread out, where I'm not like with a certain group. I'm like, oh,
yeah, friends. So
with
you people. Just, yeah, it wasn't just the popular girls.
Yeah.
Like you actually let the freshmen talk to you.
Yeah. Hello.
So you weren't the stuck up popular girl.
No.
You're the nice one.
That's right. Because there was a period of time in middle school where I was bullied.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Mm-hmm, where I did go through that phase. So it's, you know, so yeah, respect for everyone.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And do you think that was some of it because of the bullying? Is that where did, obviously, you have the love for acting. But where did the, because we're going to get into this too, you're an intuitive life coach.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that don't know, tell the audience a little bit, what does that mean for those, you know, that mm-hmm. don't know what that means?
Intuitive life coaching is where I specialize in using my intuition to identify the root cause of where you're feeling stuck. And I clear these blocks, or whatever, you know, you're feeling stuck about, and I help you move forward and achieve your goals.
So, and where did that come from? I mean, because, I mean, acting and that, I mean, two different things, so to yeah. speak. And you do them so well. And for those that have not gotten to see that, because you do a lot on your social medias, and I love your stories. And it's not just how you do it. You have a certain style. You're always chipper. Mm-hmm. And you're always smiling, which is, you know, it's a great selling tool. I know you're not doing that to sell. Sell yourself, but it's, you're genuinely always happy,
yes.
And you're genuinely, you know, it's always a delight to kind of see you do that. And is that because that's just your personality, or is that something you morphed into doing because maybe you found out it's a better marketing thing?
It's part of my personality.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that was also what I think when we and you connect. I think when I first interviewed you. You were very professional, but also very, you had a certain smile and laughter, and then we just connected right away, and then we communicated, like, on social, and then you kind of came on the show, and then we just as friends, you've always been excuse me, just someone that I've always highly respected, and you know, I love and adore, you know, immensely as a person, as a human being, but also as a talent. And I always kind of get protective over you when I when I see you on the carpets, because I mean, I see the guys, and I see the guys they're eyeing, and I say that I always like teasing you, but it's the reason why I say that, if I didn't think it got to your head, I probably wouldn't bring it up. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't get to your head.
No,
and that's the thing. She is people. She is probably one of the most humblest human beings. And when I say beautiful, not just physically, we're talking as a human being. Her heart is a very. That's why I think we could talk. Sometimes we could just talk on the phone and we just talk on for a long time,
yeah.
And it doesn't really matter because we could just laugh. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes you just make me laugh just laughing. Yeah, I don't even. I don't even see you. You're already making me laugh.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just want people to get an idea about your personality, because when they go to you, I think that's kind of the draw of why they go to you as a client for intuitive life coaching, because you seem very personable.
Mm.
And I think that's a very good thing, because if I'm scrolling through, I have no idea who you are, let's just say, and I accidentally go to you, I would be like, oh, this is a person that looks like she's having fun. She looks like a positive person. It doesn't seem like an act. And that's what I think people, you know, why they should check you out, you know, that kind of stuff.
Thank you.
So let's go from acting. Okay, so you get in acting. You started doing some horror films, you said, right?
Yep.
And then when it was a point where you said, I gotta move to LA and do this, you know, because you were from Philadelphia and all that kind of
mm-hmm.
thing. But when did you go, I just gotta move out to LA?
Mm-hmm.
And were your parents supportive on that?
It was 10 years ago, and at the time I was living in Astoria, and I was not currently happy with my like specific situation. My parents were I moved out at 18, so I was living my life
since 18.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I decided to move out there because I thought LA is the place to be if I really want to be an actress, and the spiritual community was already over there, and I thought I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
Take the plunge.
Got it. And then so when you just came out here, was it hard for you to make friends? Was it, were you, you felt, did you feel like you were the small fish in the big pool, or did you kind of, are you one of those confident people that just was easily able to make friends right away?
I knew maybe one to two people out here, so I knew no one, and I moved here with one suitcase.
Wow.
And
the typical story where you come off the bus, you come out like the Greyhound bus, and you're coming with a suitcase.
Yeah.
Really?
For real.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you go like, I'm going to go out there, Mama, and I'm going to make it like a star. And then your mom says, only one in a million make it. And then you turn around slowly, and you go, but maybe I'll be that one.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much the story. And then you came out?
Yeah, pretty much.
And then did you get land an agent right away? Or how did it kind of work out for you? And how did you get the horror film?
I know. Okay, so then, well, that's 10 years ago. So I would say at the time, I didn't get an agent right away. It was a little bit of a slow thing because I'm like, I got to figure out a job. I'm living with a friend at the time. And trying to just like make life happen.
Yeah.
But I did start booking things. I was doing self-submission. I was booking just little stuff,
yeah.
Commercials. And then when did I book my first? I booked my first short film, which was a horror film. I think less than a year, maybe 6 months into living there.
It
was
of moving out here at 18?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, moving out here at, no, I moved here at, wait, so I'm going to be 34.
Okay.
Meaning,
but you said you moved out at okay.
I moved out of my parents' home at 18.
Okay, but you didn't come out to L.A. till
24?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So then 6 months into living here, I booked my first horror film. It was a short film called Something Wicked, and that won a bunch of awards and film festivals, and I got to be the lead in that, and that was so much fun.
Awesome.
So it gave me some confidence. I'm like, all right.
Got it. So at that point, you started, like, you would get an agent. That kind
yeah.
of stuff. Awesome. And then so from that point on, okay, but then when did you go? Because sometimes people book their first thing or whatever, but then they don't know if this is something they want to do for the rest of their life. When was the point that you did say, okay, I think this is something I want to do for the rest of my life?
Well, I actually took a pause for about 4 years.
Really? Of acting?
Of acting.
Because?
Because I was very much into the spiritual community. I was kind of like balancing both careers, but mm-hmm. then there was a part of the acting side that I experienced that I'm like, oh, I don't know if this is for me. So I kind of just leaped into the other spiritual side for about 4 years. Led me down some weird path, to be honest.
Okay.
but it's okay. I learned a lot. Yeah, actually a lot. And now, fast forward, like the past, 4 or 5 years, I've been building both my intuitive coaching and my acting career.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And then also, aside from that, you're an author. Mm-hmm. You also have a cool some books. Name some of the books that you have out because they're really cool.
Mm-hmm. One is called.
And this one cover is just awesome. Okay, I've had friends. Okay, and I'm not saying it like this. You know how much I respect you, but there's one. You have one. We have a book cover, and you guys got to look it up. Mm-hmm. And you got like this physique where you got like the take. But it's like I had girlfriends of mine go, "My gosh, that girl's abs!" Or that like they go. Mm-hmm. What's her workout routine? I go, I don't know. But like, you're very fit.
Thank you.
And I say that as respectful as possible. And you know when I say this stuff, it's nothing. It's just to hopefully lift you up. And you know, but because I've gotten compliments from people that tell you when I would promote you, and then you had this one book cover, and you just you're flexing your ab or whatever you got. But you have a great physique, and I've had. Like you said, friends of mine that were female tell me, like, "Oh my gosh, I want a body just like hers."
Well,
and it's not like the body where you're flaunting it. It was just, you know, you were showing it off for this book cover. And where did the physical discipline come into play?
Oh, the physical
in the training, because you know
it's called So the book is called How to Breathe and Feel Your Best Now, which is funny.
And that's the one with like the blue pinked out. Yeah,
yeah. And it's the discipline for the workout. That's been part of me my whole life.
For your whole life. Okay. You were like kid or high school?
I'm talking 5 years old watching Denise Austin, and I'm grabbing soup cans and I'm like, here we go. We're working out.
Wow.
Fitness to me is a lifestyle and I love it. It's just part of my...
So that is okay. That's because you're not like, it's not where you're like this... going out and doing muscle competitions kind of physique, but it's a good physique where you don't look you look beautiful.
Thank
in that
you.
Way in a respectful way, and like I said, when it's one thing when guys could say that, oh gosh, she's got a hot body or something like that, but when girls say that I know that's a respectable way when they say, hey Ty, that one picture you posted with your friend with a book cover, it's like, oh my god, what's her workout routine? She looks really fit. And when girls compliment you, I think it's different because that's like they respect you, and that's what I knew was more of a respect level of they admire that. So I thought I'd tell you. I don't know if I'd ever told you that.
No, thank you.
So I'm paying you that compliment.
Yeah,
because I have said I remember that book cover because I think when you were on the show and I think I promoted that, and that I remember a couple girlfriends of mine just DMing me asking me like, oh my god, yeah. She's like, oh my gosh, I want a body just like hers.
Okay.
And I go, and you know, like, so that's why I think it was kind of cool. So then you got that book. What else? What other books you got?
I wrote a children's book. It's called Henry the Happy Horse.
Wait, what?
I know. I just published it about a year ago, actually.
Henry the what?
Henry the Happy Horse.
Okay.
It's join Henry on his, as he wakes up and starts his day and how he incorporates healthy, positive habits to create a life that he loves. So it's for ages 0 to 7, and yeah.
Wait, why do I not have a copy?
I know, I'll get you a copy.
Okay, I want a signed copy if you get
yeah.
Put that on my shelf. Mm-hmm. Henry the
Happy Horse.
And how can they check that out?
On Amazon.
Both books. So one is a physical routine book, or no?
So it's funny, I have this workout photo of me like looking great, and there are no workouts in it.
Oh, really? Okay. So you were showing off.
So, but this is good information for me because I should use that photo and actually create.
To be honest with you, it's one of my favorite photos of you. Mm. I think it's a very beautiful photo, but it's nothing. It's not like you're trying to be risque at all. It's just you're just in a physical. You know, there's like a physical workout thing, but because you're very physically fit. Mm-hmm. It just, and the coloring, it just looks cool. So you guys got to check it out. Actually, you guys check it out. Let me know what you think. Okay. What's it called one more time?
How to Breathe and Feel Your Best Now. So what you'll learn in it is breathing techniques and ways to improve your mindset so that you can live happy.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So those are both out on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so.
And there's a journal too.
And a journal. Oh, what else do you got? Hold on. We got to
It's called Embody Your Dreams.
Wow, you got so much going on. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. So let's talk about, let's do this. We're going to cut to a music break, and then we'll talk about more about your intuitive life coaching.
All right.
Maybe, you know, maybe we could try to get a call somebody, and maybe we could get an example.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we'll cut to a song here. Let me see here. What I'm going to do, I'm just going to promote a new song that we gave you a snippet of this song. It's called You and I, and it's... It was done. It just released. You could go check it out. But they were guests. It was Logan Arditti, a.k.a. Leo, is his music name. His song just came out. It's called You and I. It's Y-O-U and then the letter N and then the letter I. It's, check it out. It's out there. Again, this is Leo, a.k.a. Logan Arditti. So here it is. And we'll be back more with actress, intuitive life coach, Maria Shapley. All right. Again, here is You and I by Leo. And we'll be right back after this message. I was supposed to, something didn't go off. Okay, here we go. Again, here's You and I by Leo, Logan Arditti, and we'll be right back. Here we go.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
That was You and I by Leo, a.k.a. Logan Arditti. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. Also, but if you really, really like it, check it out. Check him out. Again, it's You and I, and it's by Leo, L-E-O. And then there's a little mark on the O, so I don't know how to pronounce it. But it's also, check him out, Logan Arditti, A-R-D-I-T-T-Y, Logan Arditti. He's out there. Check out his music, Spotify, all that kind of good stuff. And check out his other music as well, his music videos. Again, the song is called You, and then the letter N, and the letter I, You and I, by Leo. All right. We are back here with my lovely dear friend, guest of the hour, actress, intuitive life coach, author, but mostly my dear friend, Maria Shapley.
Yes.
I've been saying Shapley. I don't know, but it's Shapley. Yeah. I do apologize.
That's okay. People say that and I never correct them.
Like, yeah, you never. You didn't correct me all this time. Yeah, I don't know how we just discovered it now, because your Instagram, give out your Instagram, because it's a different kind of spelling.
Maria Shapester.
So that's why it is. So I think I'm thinking Shapester.
Yeah.
So you go that, so that's why I thought Shapley, but it's Maria Shapley.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Shapley.
Yep.
Okay, for the win. So we are back here with, again, actress, intuitive life coach, and author, Maria Shapley. Okay, so we're back here. So we talked about a little bit your acting. So tell a little bit, audience, a little bit about your background in acting as well. So you did the horror movie. What was that called? And what do you currently, let's say, it went from one thing to the other. What was it? Other stuff that people might know you from.
Yeah, well, I guess over the years, I've done some indies, horror, short films. So I guess if you look at my IMDb, there's one called Written Within, F. Godfather. You can see there's one of going to be filming called Close to Shore.
Oh, wow.
And then the one that's screening Friday is called Amityville Apartment.
Okay.
And that's a horror. And what else is there?
You know, do you scream well? Is that why?
They love my scream. Really? Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. What's it like being part of a horror genre type, you know? Mm-hmm.
Horror's fun. It's fun. Yeah.
Because it's not you don't get scared. Were you always a horror fan? Like growing up, did you like watch horror movies?
Growing up, I did for some reason. And then I was like,
I can't really watch horror. I could watch them with a friend,
yeah,
girlfriend or whoever or whatever. Like I gotta have somebody.
Yeah,
I can't. I will not watch it just by myself at home.
Me neither. Not anymore.
Got it.
That changed. Yeah. When I was young, I loved it, and then I was like, oh no. So I don't like watching them, but I like acting in them.
Yeah.
But preferably, my preference is like drama.
Yeah, yeah.
And like a rom-com would be fun.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I think it was like an ex-girlfriend of mine. She was into horror, and I didn't really like him. And I mean, I would see, like, if I went with friends to go see like Scream or something like that. But then she always wanted to see. I'm like, I don't want to see it. And then all of a sudden, so I got into him a little bit more. But like, if you told me, like, hey, you go check this out, if I'm by myself, I'm like, I ain't gonna watch this.
Yeah.
Now, if you said, come on over, let's watch it, like, I'll be like, yeah, I could watch it with somebody.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, I know. I hear you.
But so cool. But it's always fun being in them. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite horror movie? Let's say if you were to watch one.
Well, it's interesting. I love Amityville horror.
Okay. And so you're part. And now you're in. What is it called?
Amityville Apartment.
Like, okay. Amityville Apartment,
mm-hmm.
which you have the screening coming up. Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. What was like? What was your character in that?
I play the girlfriend, and there were like people. There's like all these noises going on in the house. There were screaming and this and that. Something isn't right, and then all of a sudden she gets possessed, and then one thing leads to the next, and she ends up going wacko.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
And what was it like filming that one?
It was fun, super fun. I love filming. I really love it.
Gotcha. So let's talk. Okay, so they could check that out. But what's something that they could check out right now? Is there anything that they could check out, like out there in the ether that they can check?
Out in the ether, you can check out, what is it called?
I don't know.
The Light Within.
The Light Within, okay.
The Light Within. You can Transmission. What else is there? You can check out F. Godfather. And what else?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, check out your IMDb, which is Maria Shapley.
Yeah.
That's Maria Shapley, Shapley. And check out her stuff because she's out there. And then she's got her books. Again, the two, which is the children's book, which is
Henry the Happy Horse.
Henry the Happy Horse. And then the
How to Breathe and Feel Your Best Now.
How to Breathe and Feel
Your best.
Breaths. No.
Jesus. What kind of book is this now?
How to feel your breath. I was going to say your breath. How to feel a breath. How to feel.
And breathe.
And breathe.
Your best.
Your best. How
now.
To feel and breathe your best now.
Yeah.
Check that out. And then let's talk about more about your, because this is, again, I think this is always cool because I rarely have anyone that's even said this or that say this is what they do. But you are an intuitive life coach. Mm-hmm. Again, you spoke briefly a little bit about it before the music break. So tell a little bit on it, a little bit about your background in this, what it is, and mm-hmm. how do you, you know, I know you motivational speak a lot, and you go, you travel around. Mm-hmm. But tell audience a little bit about that, because it is unique.
Sure. Yeah. So intuitive life coaching is where I read my clients' energy. I read their energy to see what's going on in their field, meaning if they need clarity on something. This is what's going on, maybe past, present, or future. And if there's a block, if you're feeling stuck about something, then I clear them on an energetic level to help a person move forward. Because when you clear those blocks, you change you, then your reality changes. So that's what intuitive coaching is about.
And how did you get into that? And how did you even know you had that kind of a gift of doing it really good?
Mm-hmm. I've been intuitive my whole life, and I didn't really know. It's like I knew it and didn't really know it, because it always came to me through a sense of feeling, a sense of knowing, hearing, actually really all of my senses, because in intuition there are different clairs. There's clairvoyance, there's clairaudience, clairsentience, clairaliens, clairgugnisance.
Wow. So all these... Hold on, let me write this all down.
Right, you learn about...
The clair.
All the clairs, right? And yeah, and so I would always like... It always helped me in times of crisis. It always helped me in times of like, what do I need to do? And I would follow this intuition. But what I didn't realize was that sometimes I would stray off my path and I would end up in maybe the wrong relationship. I would end up maybe in the wrong job and like feeling unsatisfied and struggling. So this has been my pattern throughout my life. And when I did my intuition training about 3 to 4 years ago, I did some mediumship training, then I did the intuition training. And I discovered that the reason why I wasn't always connected to my intuition is because I had some unhealed wounds. And this is what I call an unconscious block or a limiting belief, because that can cloud your intuition, where then you'll make choices based off your past history. So when you clear these blocks, you can be more aligned to who you really are, truth.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Wow. And then when was your first time you like tried this out, so to speak? Like when you were like, okay, let me try this out, see if I'm even good at this. And
This was a few years ago, and through my training, I had to do a lot of practice sessions. So I've done, hundreds of one-on-one sessions with clients.
Oh, so this is through training. So you just like dive in and start calling people.
I had to do like 100 people one-on-one sessions before I could say like, okay, like I know what I'm doing now. And then I started bringing, because before I was already coaching, I was leading with breath work.
Okay.
And I was certified in life and success coaching. I had a background in hypnotherapy, NLP. So I was already a coach. But then I brought in this intuition training, and it's been such a game changer, because this is what has really helped me transform my life.
So let me see if I can get someone on the phone. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'd be surprised. Let me see if you can do this. You might have tried to do them before, but maybe just let me see if they were really down. Because you kind of, how do you normally, you get clients that contact you, or is that how it goes? Mm-hmm. Or can you do it off, like, right away off somebody away?
Yeah, either. So if they want to do an intuitive reading, I could do, if they have a specific question, or if they want me to tune in and see where they need help with, and I'll give them a message.
Got it. Let me see. Let's see. Hold on. Let me try. I'm going to try to call somebody that if I don't, I'll probably have to go to my a dear friend. Let's see if I can get this somebody that you've never met.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. I got to call her, actually. Hold on. Hey, Lewis?
Yeah, you ready to call me?
Yeah. Can we have you on air? This is Tyra on Indie100.com Radio. We got Maria Shapley, who you know, but she wanted to do a quick quick reading to demonstrate. Do you mind if she could do one on you right now?
A reading?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, you have permission to have you on air?
On air, but what?
On air, right? This is on air on the Indie100.com Radio.
I give you permission, Darryl.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you're on air. Here we are. So we got Maria Shapley, who you know, but again, I don't think she's gonna demonstrate a little bit what she does. So Maria, Lewis, I know you guys know each other, but for audience sake, she's gonna try to demonstrate kind of the questions and kind of stuff. So let's say she's meeting you for the first time. What would you ask this a person right now?
Okay, so say you're coming to me for an intuitive reading or a healing. Do you have a specific question or something you feel stuck about, or do you want me to just tune in and see what you need to know?
Tune in and see what you think I need to know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. The first thing that's coming up for me, do you have a dog?
What?
Do you have a dog? I don't know why this first thing is coming up.
She's asking, do you have a dog?
No.
Don't have a dog. Okay, someone who knows a dog. So it feels like there's you have like something friendly or something that's guiding you on your path, and it feels like you're guided by something. Okay, this sounds funny.
I do have a son.
You have a son. Okay. Okay, you have a son. Okay, so your son can go.
And he is loyal. And he does waggle once in a while. But
okay. Oh my god. Okay, cool. So
it could be that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. So it just feels like you're following something, like you're looking for guidance or following something, like you're following it or it's following you. So this could be your son. So is there something that you're looking for guidance on? Like you're like always questioning or like asking God for the answers?
Yeah, for sure. My acting career.
Okay.
Am I at the right place at the right time all the time? So that's pretty much my question.
Okay.
And would I have enough time? Because now I'm getting older. And that's realistically, I mean, I don't have that much time on the planet. So I just want to make sure I have enough energy to enjoy and embrace.
Mm. Okay. So you think you don't have enough
success.
Okay. Yeah. So you think you don't have enough time on the planet?
Sometimes I feel like that.
Okay. All right. So I want you to just like sink into the moment and the presence of the moment. And when you are in presence, it gets you out of, I don't have enough time, or like that worry or anxious response. And you can just be more present and extend time, because that like life is, can actually be timeless. But you are at the right place at the right time. There is no right place, right time. You are where you are for a reason. So you're perfectly where you are right now. And this, like this feeling of being guided, you like you are being guided the right way. Trust your instincts more.
Okay.
Got that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all right. That. Well, that's just like a little snippet, because speaking of time, time is running out here on the show. We got literally like 4 minutes left. So, but if they want to, Lewis, I want to say thank you, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
Have
you.
Good night. Be safe. Okay, we'll talk soon, buddy. Okay, bye-bye. I like that.
Yeah. I'm curious if he ever had a dog in the past.
Well, he used to either own or work a pet store, something like that.
Okay.
But don't quote me on that. But I remember he was talking, you know.
There's a connection to dogs. But I mean, so he'll figure it out later. Yeah.
But that's cool. So, but that's kind of, again, for those that you're very personable, very, you know, friendly about it. Mm. And, you know, so I like your positivity. And that was just off the fly, off the cuffs. And obviously, you'd probably be able to talk to someone a lot more. But that kind of gives you audiences a kind of idea.
So it's an idea, but then also that. So what I would do with a client is connect them to the light, and that's where the energy work comes in. So if I feel like, okay, so he has like a limiting belief that there's not enough time. There's a little bit of an anxious energy behind that. So, or like fear. So what I would do is go back to the first time he picked up these feelings and clear them energetically. And so you start clearing the pattern and then creating new ones.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a little quick insight snippet. And so for those that want to know more and find out, how do they get in touch with you and how can they book you? Because you get booked a lot and you go through all these engagements. If you really want to, what's the best way to say this? If you want to get your mind intuitive, how would we say this?
If
someone wants to
book a session,
but to clear the mind, or what's it called?
If you feel you have mental or physical blocks that are inhibiting you from achieving your goals, so either you feel blocked in some way, then that's where I can help you. This can be in body and health. It can, like, I've literally helped people. I've had clients who was having back pain or they're having headaches, and they come to me for a session. Everything I do is virtual, either by phone or through Zoom, unless I'm doing an in-person workshop or a speech. And within 60 minutes or less, that the pain goes away. So this is like physical pain, or if it's in a mental block, thinking like I don't deserve the relationship I want, or I'm stuck in my career, whatever it is. So you would go to my website. It's intuitivecoachmaria.com.
That's Intuitive Coach. That's I-N-T-U-I-T-I-T-I-V-E. Yep. Intuitive Coach Maria. Intuitivecoachmaria.com. Yep. Intuitivecoachmaria.com. Also, but they could hit you up on social medias. How?
Totally. Yeah. My Instagram is at Maria Shapester.
So again, it's at Maria Shapester. Her actual name is Maria Shapley, but her Instagram is Maria Shapester. MariaShapester.
Yes.
At Maria Shapester. Check that out. So she's got intuitivecoachmaria.com.
Yep.
Is the website. And then at Maria Shapester on Instagram.
Yes.
And then again, her name is actually Maria Shapley.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
So, but anyways, but check those out. Check it out if you guys want to, you know, rewind and then listen to it again. But so check that out. Gosh, we got like a minute. I can't believe time flew quickly. And it's very inspiring. All this is inspiring. So again, if you guys want to learn more, check her out. Follow her at Maria Shapester. You'll see a lot of snippets. She does a lot of stuff on her socials or stories, and she's always out there smiling and looking beautiful as a human being. And check out her books. Anything else coming up? We got like a minute.
Anything else coming up? I mean, the horror film that's coming out. I also have an online course, Become Unstoppable Now. There are so many ways that you can improve the quality of your life, and that's what I want to impart to people.
Awesome. Well, check her out. Again, a pleasure having you guys. I can't believe time went by that quick. again, that's Maria Shapley. Maria Shapley. Gosh. Okay. But again, you could check her out. Her website where you could book her sessions, all that kind of good stuff, is at www.intuitivecoachmaria.com. If you want to follow her on socials, that's at Maria Shapester. So that's at Maria Shapester. But her real name is Maria Shapley.
Yes.
So check her out. So again, obviously inspiring. This show is ultimately about inspiring others. You've been inspired. We want to inspire those. You've given such great words, the wisdom on the carpets on the show before, but now it's a new year. People have been going through struggling times, and sometimes we just need to hear something positive. So what inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that wants to do what you do, maybe become an actress or maybe an intuitive life coach, or just follow their dreams in general?
If you have a dream, I would say always never give up on your dream. Always follow your dream. Surround yourself with people who are encouraging and supportive. Mm-hmm. Find your tribe, and you'll know it. Believe in yourself. If you can do anything, like really believe in yourself, take the time to focus on you, go inward, and just keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. You can do it. Anything and everything is possible. Keep dreaming.
Awesome. Well, I want to say thank you for coming back. It was always a pleasure. Happy Valentine's Day. You know I love you very, very, very much.
You
know
that.
And you're a dear person. Check her out, people. Let her know. Let her know if you heard about her through the show, Indie100.com Radio, Star Wars Entertainment, whatever. Let her know. Maybe she'll hook you up somehow. So or a discount. So who knows? Yeah. Maybe not. But but at least she could at least know how you heard about her. But again, check her out. And I want to say thank you all. Happy Valentine's Day for everybody. God bless you guys all. Love you guys all. And I like to end off my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.